Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Peak of the Fire class. We rise upright in the light. I am personally really happy to be here. I love our Earth Portal classes and a warm welcome to you, Nina.
Hi, I think I was muted. Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you want to share anything before we get started? I know you said we had a few more folks signing in, but maybe we could just kind of open and start for all of us who are here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to start by reading our introduction just to get us oriented with where we are in the season. And maybe I'll say a few words after. We'll see. So, again, just welcoming everyone to this powerful moment and to this way of really joining in community as we enter this portal together. So, during the peak of the fire, we work to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance, where we claim the victory of the divine. As we arrive at the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, the heat intensifies, both within and around us. This class invites us to explore how to align ourselves in a healthy and grounded way amidst this fiery peak. The brilliance of the season illuminates not only the radiance of our spirit, but also the hidden shadows that may resist this influx of light. Through sacred teachings, transmissions, and a guided meditation, Nina will support us in elevating our consciousness, empowering us to walk through the fire and maintain our center, even in times of heightened and polarized intensity. We warmly invite you to join us for this potent offering as we release what no longer serves and step fully into our divine expression in order to cultivate renewed energy, aligned intent, and hold strong in the victory of light through these tumultuous times on the planet.
Beautiful. I love it. We take so much time to write those. And, when you read it like that, it's there's a wealth of information in there that's really a transmission in and of itself. So it's a beautiful way to set the stage for this evening's class. And I could probably jump right in, but I'll just pass it, back to you, Mika, and just invite you if there's anything else you wanted to share from your heart before I do that.
Sure. I was reflecting a little on the Earth portal today, during the day, and just was really feeling how gracious life is, like for those who have been on the Earth cycle of the yearly cycle, how somehow mysteriously, we plant an intent innocently, maybe with awareness, with reflection, and somehow life has a miraculous way of meeting us in that intent and really like teaching us deeply, and how if we can really like step into the stance of the higher mind, of divine mind, of being connected to our hearts and to our spirit, and that reflection, how we can really see that. And then in that, we can really harvest this time and work with awareness to continue to go with that abundance that's being cultivated in our spirit. So I just was having a lot of awe and reverence and revelation around it. So I'm really happy to have these classes because they invite me even deeper to have that reflection and just to look out of my eyes and to kind of see more what's happening. So I'm really looking forward to where we go tonight. And yeah, those are my words for now.
Thank you, Mika. Yeah, I think part of what I hear you sharing is how you've woken up so much to awareness and, opening up your spiritual sight to see how everything is really conspiring to help with our transformation when we wake up and see, the power of prayer, the power of our connection, the power of these cycles, the power of how the potential that lies within when we align ourselves with something for the greater good, for our own healing. And so also, on that note, there's people that are on this class that have not been on all of these points. And even if you have not been, it's I was speaking to someone today in one of my sessions and inviting her to the class and saying, even if you haven't been on these portals, it's like, what's happening right here, right now? within, to kind of awaken to what's happening in the universe around us and in this specific cycle. Inevitably, there's something happening within that is aligned, and just to awaken to that power, we can work with this healing energy, with this synchronizing with creation in order to work with these energies at this time for the for our benefit, for our healing, for the evolution of our consciousness. So, just sit tight and know that you're perfect wherever you are. If you've been with us for these full 8 points, or if you've never been on any of these calls, wherever you are right at this moment is perfect, and you'll catch on to the power that is transmitted in the message that's aligned with the universe, aligned with creation, and aligned with whatever is happening within. It's kind of miraculous like that. I think that's what you were saying too, being in awe, waking up to see, that everything is beyond what we think it is. So, with that all being said, welcoming everybody who is here live and those who are joining us later that are listening to the recording, welcoming you also to this class this evening that the title is The Peak of the Fire. Is there a subtitle for this one, Monica?
Yes, the subtitle is We Rise Upright in the Light.
Ooh. It's a powerhouse subtitle. And our sunflower is kind of the mascot, let's say, of this point. I went outside in between the prayer and cut one to just put in a vase, even though I'm looking out of my window and seeing them all grow. And it's really the symbol of what it is that we are striving to embody, like the metaphor of this powerful plant that grows straight up to the sun and is vibrant and bright and devoted and connected. It just reaches for the sun. It emits joy. It's very nourishing, and it exudes a lot of it exudes really the frequency of the sun. It's like a manifestation of the light of the sun here on the earth. And that's what we are aiming to do at this time, to work with the power of the sun, understanding that we are at the peak of the summer. It's like the summer solstice is that highest point of the sun. And then the next 40 days until fall equinox, we're in that cycle. But when we get to this point, we're halfway through and we're at the peak of the summer. So there's a lot of symbolism there. There's a lot of celebration that happens during this time. If you're new to these classes, this is the 8th point. We do 8 points in a 1-year cycle. So this point represents completion. It represents the time of gratitude, the time where we reap all of those things that we have sowed throughout the year. The prayers, all of the efforts, the ups and downs that we went through to birth something new. And today is a day where we celebrate it, we acknowledge it, we take a pause, we stop, and we reflect, and we say, wow, look at who I am, look at what I've accomplished. Today's a day to celebrate what is rather than what is not, what is accomplished rather than what we think we haven't accomplished. It's a day where we start to focus on that positivity. And that again, I'm looking at the sunflower as I'm speaking. They exude gratitude. They exude joy. It's like they speak to you, like to uplift you, to brighten your day, to help you to have a brighter perspective on your life and one of victory, one that is standing really tall and bright. And so I want to start the class off with that because so often, especially when we're on this path of spirituality and spiritual growth, we're in the grind. We're trying to, do the best that we can. We're trying to change the patterns. We're trying to be the best version of ourselves. And in that process, we tend to get really, we tend to be judgmental. We tend to strive for perfection, realizing that, not realizing that we already are perfect. So we tend to squeeze ourselves in a corner when really we're wanting to be liberated and rising up with our arms in full victory and gratitude and acceptance and acknowledgement of who we are in our brightest authentic nature, including all the shadow aspects. Why are those shadows so difficult? It's because we're judging them. If we can just embrace them with the light of the sun, then they have a chance to return to love. And so that's where we're at today, is to let those come up out of hiding and allow the sun to shine on them so that they can return home to us. We've been kind of pushing and kicking everything out and trying to keep ourselves safe. And in the process, we keep ourselves small. So today is no time for being small. Today is a day for being, allowing ourselves to be bright, allowing ourselves to shine, not hiding underneath the old stories, or even hiding underneath the beliefs that restrict us from our essence. And all of us have a different cultural belief. In my mentorship program, those of you who have been there, or those who are come going to join, we go deep into these beliefs to see where we are restricting our own authentic nature. And it's as simple as a young child, believing something that was reflected or said to us. And from then on out, we made an agreement to stay small. And today is the day where we put that down, put it aside, and we shine bright. And we invite the light of the sun to shine. We stand erect, allowing our spine to go directly up to the sun, and recognizing that we are children of the sun, children of God, children of the light, children of Creator, and that we are the emanation of the sun, of the divine, of Creator. There's no separation. And on a spiritual pilgrimage towards self-realization, we are yearning to know God. We're yearning to know the truth. And those of us who have been doing this work, we keep growing in that direction towards the sun, towards the light. Upright, even on the days that we tend to go into that smallness, we're working with all the power of our spirit to remember who we are. And that's why we do this in a year cycle, where we plant that seed in the fall, a new time of harvesting, really planting and trying to discover what it is that we want to create. The whole reason why, and I review this in our every time I teach a class with the 8 points, because it's important to know that we're making an intention, we're making a prayer, but ultimately, the ultimate goal is for us to evolve in our consciousness, to awaken to our divinity. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of our planting that seed of an intention, that first cycle. Because these 8 points, they represent that the evolution of consciousness in the center is the light of our divine. And we're just following the wheel of these points to access a doorway into the center of who we truly are. And by going through each doorway, we get to know ourselves more. We get to explore the shadows. We get to see where the beliefs are rooted in the emotional body, how the mind, the thoughts of our mind create an emotional disturbance, let's say, and in doing so, keep us from the sacred communion of the truth of who we are. Ultimately, when we believe that we're our mind, or we start to get absorbed, self-absorbed in the emotions, we begin to live in the illusion of separation from God. We believe we are our mind. So going down these wheels, the spokes on the wheel of Creator's hub, as we're going down these spokes, ultimately the goal is to come to know thyself, to believe, to see where we believe that we are the story, and to no longer believe it, to loosen the grip, and where that veil becomes thin, and where we start to recognize we are beyond the bind, and that all of the information of the universe is at our fingertips, and that we are the ones that have been standing in the way. And that we have the power to go deep, deep within the void of creation to find the light, to birth the light. And where we put our attention, life grows. And on that process, we choose to steer our direction of the attention towards life-affirming choices. Maybe there's bumps in the roads, but as we gain awareness, we make better choices. And if we fall, we either judge or we judge and forgive or we accept. It's all a choice. I'm reviewing this in another point of view to see the pathway towards the evolution of consciousness and how we can become tricky, how we can stand in our way, or how we can have victory by plowing through with knowledge, with wisdom, and with love. Ultimately, to arrive at a point in our life where we can have gratitude because we recognize that we are divine. We recognize that the veil is an illusion. We recognize that all the stories that tell us that we're tired, that we're too this or that, you fill in the blank. We have these stories that are trying to prevent us from being big. And oftentimes it's just a simple action that can help us to recognize our power. And so often we're giving our power away to something else, someone else. We're constantly getting labeled through identifying with something else. We have to be cautious of the ways in which we are searching for answers that reinforce our fears and our doubts. And all along within is the divine. So we have to cultivate the divine light within us. We have to give it a little attention. And today is a day where we shall do that. But we shall start to, and I hope you're already feeling it. I trust you are, because the brightness of the message is very brilliant. It is like the color of the sun. There's a radiance that's coming through in the delivering of this message. And you, every one of you, have this radiance within. There's a beautiful sacred radiance that is shining, that is reaching for the sun, that is yearning for you to acknowledge your own brightness. And by doing that, allowing yourself to shine. And so, how do you do that? You might ask. You take a pause. You take a pause, you acknowledge, you celebrate, you're victorious. I mean, it comes back to the simplicity of gratitude. How often we forget, even though it's easy to remember when you see somebody else who is forgetful, who is not grateful, who is in maybe a moment of self-pity or victimhood or whatever it is that we all go through. We all have our moments where we are only seeing what is not versus what is. Today is a day for us to see what is and to celebrate it. So I want to, with that, just take a pause and give you an opportunity before I go further in the teaching. Give you an opportunity to recognize the radiance within your beingness and to take a pause just to be grateful for that. I'm going to go deeper into a meditation at the end, but I want us to start setting the stage, getting in the stance, the upright stance. I'm inviting you, if you are laying down, to sit up. This is the class where we're standing up, sitting up, where we're upright, where we feel our spine erect towards the sun, where we feel the electricity of the light of the sun coming up our spine, where we feel the vibrancy of gratitude for being alive. And yes, there is difficulties happening. But we are not focused on that. We are focused on being grateful for being alive, for feeling the life force pulsing through us, for feeling the vibrancy of our light. And as we do that, just allowing this to radiate out into our dream, this gratitude. And may that gratitude, that electricity, that radiance extend out to all of the dreams, the mini dreams that are a consequence of our own personal dream. All the things that we have been birthing, that we have been limiting, whatever it is, you're bringing this radiance to it. Those projects, those relationships, your home, just feeling grateful. And as we're doing that, we're taking our power. And we're giving our attention to the power of our creation with gratitude. And I want us all, whether you've been on these classes this year or not, to glance back on your life of this past year. Maybe even working your way back to that fall equinox. To that first moment of the new season, of some that have intentionally planted a seed of a new intention, of a new prayer for your life, and those who weren't on the class that you were subconsciously or consciously planting a seed of intention. We all are because we are dreamers. We're dreaming all the time. So I want you to scan your life and see what you were dreaming, what you began to dream, and following that thread through the cycles, through the time of the ancestors where the veil was thin, to breaking those generational patterns, to cultivating a connection with the divine, your spirit guides, your helpers, your higher self, to the moments where you had to face the darkness, the dark aspects of yourself, the falling into the darkness of creation, and working to find faith in those moments that you maybe couldn't even see the light. And to the times where you were thawing out and beginning to feel that the pure potential of creation within. Giving yourself permission to birth a new dream. To really, really pull in the reins, to no longer focus on what it is that you are dying to, but rather to focus on what it is that you're desiring to birth within and all around. Seeing your courage, seeing your strength, seeing your vulnerability, and seeing the fertility of creation blossoming all around you, reflecting the beauty of who you are. To the anointing of the sun, to the recognition of your divinity, arriving at this moment here today, where you can be grateful for all of those steps that you've taken, the ones you remember and the ones that you don't. But perhaps in that recapitulating moment that we just did, you can see the things that you no longer have to focus on and take joy in shifting your attention on your gratitude, on your courage, on your strength, and on the acquired beauty that is radiating today as a consequence of you. Now, we went back a year cycle, but we can go back to years to this moment. We can go back to yesterday to this moment. It's all a matter of perspective. No matter what is happening, this divine anchoring of the light is here and radiant, reaching for the sun. Whether it's cloudy outside or a dark night, or the sun is shining bright, we are the light of God. We are divine. And the divine is faithful. And today, the divine sounding, the frequency attunement of this radiance is vibrating, is recording in the ethers our ability to recognize we are divine. It's sending on the airwaves to the collective the codes of remembrance of our divinity. The more that we wake up to the knowing that we are divine, the more that humanity has a chance to wake up to know that they are divine. We are breaking the codes. We're unlocking those codes to our divine celestial frequency. This came through on the prayer tonight, and it's wanting to come through again. There is a false geometric coding in the matrix that has tried to keep us small. But we have the keys to unlock the codes, the true coding of our 13-stranded DNA, of our Merkaba field, of the golden plane of wisdom, of the light within, and the radiance all around, and the opportunity to break free, to be liberated into these new dimensional attunements, and to raise the frequency individually and collectively for the greater good of the whole. This is what we are doing by knowing thyself and by claiming our victory and by breaking free of the old dream that has kept us in bondage. To make a commitment today to stand upright, to claim this light, to no longer go back, to no longer go back, but to go forward with the torch flaming and igniting the torch of humanity. Igniting the torch of creation to be illuminated hallowed be thy name. Allow the sunlight of your spirit to radiate to these higher attunements. To the gateways of ascension. To the power of God. The fire and the flame is bright right now. And you know, as my beloved tutor talks about the power of this element, how it can destroy or how it can bring peace and harmony. Maybe he will get on to speak about that a little bit tonight. But we are at the peak of the fire. We are at the time where we are bringing into balance the light of our becoming. We are not allowing it to destroy ourselves, to go into the path of destruction, but yet into the path of balance and using the power for the good, to aim towards the sun, to aim towards our goals of our remembrance, to direct this force of light in the direction of our becoming. To not allow it to destroy ourselves, to not allow the will, our own self-will, to stand in the way of divine will. To allow the ego to surrender to our divinity, to allow the mind to surrender to our divinity. So let's just take a moment. That was quite a talk without a breath, it feels like. So I'm just going to take a breath and allow you to take that breath and to take it in, to receive it and to emanate it, to become it. Okay, beloved ones. Mika, let's see if we could unmute Tudor. I just went into the other room to see if he wanted to speak because I think he has something that would be valuable to add to this transmission.
Sure. I don't see him on the call unless he called in via phone.
Yes, he did. He's on the phone, the 805.
Okay.
Good
Welcome to
evening, family.
Good evening.
Thank you. Well, in each tradition that I'm familiar with, fire is one of the very important elements. And in the African tradition of the Dagala tribe, Maladoma Somaye talks about how important the fire is. Fire and water were the initial two elements that manifested creation into reality. And then when the ball of fire met a ball of water, when it cooled off, Mother Earth rose. From that sacred union of the Divine Father, represented by the Son, and the Holy Mother, represented by the water. And like every element that Mother Earth is made of, we too are made of. We too are made of fire, we're made of water, we're made of earth. We're made of mineral. We're made of nature. We're made of air. And in order for creation to be in proper aini, in proper relationship, in order for our bodies to be in proper relationship, there has to be an alchemical balance among all these elements. Fire and warm a village. Fire warms our homes, warms our foods, and digests the internal, the metabolic fire is the one that is transmuting and extracting the element of light that the food carries and integrates it into our physical being. But at the same time, the element of fire is represented by the heart, the spirit, the passion. We can look into the external fire and connect to the world of the ancestors. And the result of the combustion of any organic material manifests as ashes, which is the currency through which we communicate with the other world, with the spirit world. So in a way we can say is that creation started as a spark in the heart of the creator, manifested into form, and then through the combustion of the organic matter, it returns all the way to the creator. The manifestation of the light of creator in the physical realm is the fire. The fire that we use in our ceremonies. So every time we pray with the grandfather fire, we connect the manifestation of creator, the grandfather fire that burns on the ground. We connect it through the sun, through the central sun, all the way to that first spark in the heart of the creator.
where a creator dreamt this whole creation into being. So the fire, even the small fire of a candle, can reconnect and reattune the fire that is in our heart, that is that divine spark that each one of us carries in the center of our being. And we can take that elevator of consciousness in an instant to this Shiva-like column of infinite light, to the sun, to all the suns, to the central sun, all the way into the heart of the Creator. And like the Lakota elders always joke when they say, well, when we're here, when we're in ceremony, we have a direct line to the Creator, and it's just a local call. And that local call is inside of us, in the center of our being. Aho mitakuyasin.
Aho, thank you, Tudor. So just taking in, it's good to hear, you know, from Tudor also just the hearing the, hold on, let me just see, Monica, is everything okay, Monica? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you good. You don't need to read that now.
Okay. So anyway, it was good. It's good to hear from Tudor. It's good to hear from the masculine, you know, and I say that with such respect because we have the masculine and the feminine within, but we're celebrating the light and the fire, and there's this masculine upright force of action, you know, that is here with this illuminating portal, the fire, the flame, the light, our Father Creator. So we're really in that portal of the Divine Father right now. So giving thanks and honor to the power of the masculine in the balanced form, and just honoring that within ourselves and within creation. And as Tudor was speaking, you know, I was like, the light of the light is information. The light carries information. The light from the sun carries information, and it's being transmitted into us. When Tudor was talking about, you know, us digesting the food into light, it's like we're digesting the information from the sun through what? Through our lenses, through our smoky mirror, or through a frequency that is not distorting the information of the sun. That's where we're going, to remove the smoky lens so that this information could come in and ignite the information within without interference, without distortion, with a true radiance, so that the light can meet the light and we can rise up in our becoming and recognize in our divinity and pour it over with our love, with our power, with the goodness that we carry. And in the victory of that, in the gratitude, in the joy of this upright stance, to know that nothing can harm us, nothing can touch us when we stand true in the faithfulness of the frequency of who we truly are. The light of God is stronger than any lower frequency that tries to get us to bite the apple of temptation to believe that we are not. But when we shine this brightly, we have love, we have compassion, and that love and compassion will not allow that to enter in. That power of that faith of who we are in our divinity does not make room for darkness to enter, for fear to enter. It stays at a distance and we love. This is respect. This is self-respect. And so at this time, we see on the planet, we see in our lives individually, really, if you scan your life, the power is, we're at the heat of the summer, right? It's the peak of the summer. It's called Ferragosto in Italy, and where pretty much the country shuts down. It's technically the 15th of August. It's the Assumption of Mary. It's a time where it's been known that Mother Mary has ascended into heaven. It's a powerful portal. It's a time where it's the heat of the summer where people pause and celebrate living. And for us on this path, we're celebrating living and we're celebrating knowing that we are divine, that we are bright, that we are beyond who we thought we were, and that we can stand strong and upright and allow the brightness of this light to alchemize the dross, to not dip down into temptation, into the slumber of our forgetfulness, into the confusion of our doubts, but rather to stand up in the victory of the faithfulness of the light of our divinity. This is who we are. And we are grateful. We are grateful to know thyself. And there's a difference between the ego of knowing who we are and saying who we are and being arrogant or thinking that we are better or stepping in with domineering frequency. No, we're talking about the knowing thyself as our divine higher self, where the ego has humbled itself. That's another metaphor of the sunflower. The spirit of the sunflower shines bright. It's upright. It has the ability to nourish when it's in balance with its sunflower seeds, with the medicine that it carries. We too, as we can walk this path with humility, humbling ourselves, we could stand up in our brightness and serve creation. We could serve without even having to do anything. As earlier, when the transmission was coming in and we started to accelerate in that radiance as we unlocked the coding of the falseness of the matrix and stepped into the higher realms of dimensional attunements, there's a frequency, a coding that started to be emitted in doing this. And this is what we have the power to do, to unlock the false coding and to rewrite the script of the truth of our divinity, to wake up out of our slumber, to stand upright and bright, to reach for the sun, to allow the information of the sun to come in without distortion, to be responsible, to let that go, to no longer believe the judgments, but to slip into gratitude consciousness, into the victory of our divinity, into the faith of love, and bringing this frequency to our planet. Not only to our planet, but as we emanate it, to allow that to shine to the universe and beyond. So let's take a few moments to close our eyes, to feel this illuminating golden light. It's already transmitted through our whole being, but we're going to go even brighter here, feeling the opening in our crown, the sun The universal sun, the heart of creator shining down upon us. And feeling the sun within us that's already been illuminated, feeling in the tailbone this golden light, liquid light moving up our spine. And this synovial fluid being filled with this gold liquid light up through the back of our spine, up through our neck, through God's mouth, all the way up and out through our third eye, and feeling the transference of this radiant light. And as you are doing this, feeling the bright radiance in the petals of your love, extending out towards creation, feeling your colors, feeling that liquid gold, emanating a gold dust frequency through the ethers. And as it is doing that, you could even feel a crunching sound, an electric coating that is going through your DNA to break you free of the old matrix, to get you slipping you into a new dimensional frequency attunement, to awaken the coating, to awaken your Merkaba field, to open your transmission centers, to open your spiritual eyes, to open your spiritual heart, to open the marma points, to feel the light of the sun burning through your wrists, sharing and emanating that light with the world, and feeling the victory of the light as you raise your hands up to the sky, knowing that you are an emanation of the light of Creator, that you have arrived, that you are grateful to be alive, to leave this stamp of consciousness here on the planet, to walk these next days, these next 40 days in this cycle, claiming this victory of the light, claiming this frequency, being dedicated to life-affirming thoughts, life-affirming actions, being dedicated to gratitude, being dedicated to shine brightly and not hide, even if that means you're alone within yourself, to get out of your own hiding, the own ways where you keep yourself small and no longer believe that, and shine bright in self-love and the expression of love within and without, allowing yourself to peak with this fire, allowing you to be the peak of the fire, the peak of the sun, the peak of the radiance of your divinity. Ooh, I feel like I'm on stilts. Raising up to who we truly are in our galactic power, our holiness, our purity, our sacred sanctions. And this does not have to end. This class went really fast, but this does not have to end. We're going into a 40-day cycle where we can be committed to this transmission, to this victory, to this pause of what is versus what is not. Make a new commitment today, tonight, something that is keeping you small, to no longer pick it up and to fill in the space with something that is going to claim the victory of the light. This is your assignment. This is your empowerment. Make a choice. We are dreaming all the time. It is time to dream this light into our becoming, into being. So with that being said, I know, Monica, you have a few announcements. I'm going to say we could just open it up if anybody had anything to share in the chat box or wanted to say something really brief on something that really impacted them that would impact the others, so that we have a few moments to hear from you before we close. So we'll just do that for 5 minutes. And I know we have, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, so we're inviting you to share any reflections with us. You can do that either in the chat box, or if you want to speak, we'd love to hear you. And you can do that by raising your hand, or if no one's speaking, you could unmute yourself. I saw you unmute for a moment, Siri. I don't know if that means that you want to share. I can say for myself, there were a couple of things that touched me, but there's this essence that I received in it of just like the simplicity of the embodiment of faith and that brilliance and that purity just kind of coalesced in my being in this way that I'm really feeling in my heart and really committed to carrying forth.
Beautiful, Mika. I could feel it. Anybody else want to share anything as we're closing, even in the chat box, or say something? We'd love to hear from you. It's a good way to close together. I might combust or send if I don't have human contact. So.
Okay, Ian raised his hand. Go ahead, Ian, you can unmute yourself.
Yeah, I can never pass up an opportunity to talk.
So, hi, Ian. Good.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. I'm happy to hear from you.
Yeah, this class was like extremely powerful. That invitation to know thyself, just for me tonight, was that was the code that like unlocked. And then when you said about carrying the torch, I like saw myself holding this light that was like brighter than 1,000 suns, and I had a full like kundalini rising or something, like extremely powerful moment in that meditation. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And I think what I'll take away from this, or take forward with this from this, is to make those life affirming choices and to choose the light and choose life.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much. Wow. I get the visual. And you know, I'm glad you shared, because what we're doing is it sounds so simple, and yet it's so profound what's happening in these other realms. And you holding that torch that carries the vibration of 1,000 suns is really emanating out into the ethers. You know, there's these frequencies that are happening in the planet. And, you know, to utilize the power, as Tudor was saying, of the fire, it, for the direction of the good to emanate Creator, that's what we're here for. And so, right on, I salute you and say thank you for that share, and keep doing it.
We have a couple in the chat box.
Okay.
Other Ian says, Nina, you can't ascend until we all do.
All right.
Karina shares, such a beautiful sense of peace washing over me, feeling deep gratitude for the fire of creation that I carry within, witnessing and feeling that fire and how it connects me with the Creator.
Beautiful, Karina. Thank you for sharing.
Anthony writes, message for me was to maintain gratitude, peace, faith, even when life is hard and wants to pull me into anxiety and self-pity.
Seriously, it's so true. It's a great reminder. We're powerful. Anyone else makes?
Mary says, a warm holding.
Yay, Mary. You there, Mika?
Alex shares, thank you for this class. I really needed it.
Beautiful. You're welcome, Sunflower. All right. That could be it. Yeah, honey?
Yeah, that's what I was feeling too. So thank you everyone for your shares. Thank you, Nina, for being committed to showing up for these teachings. Thank you, Tutor, also for sharing with us. And I just want to share with everyone, so along with these transmissions, I'm sure most of you know, but we have our Sacred Gateway essences, and they really are powerful and they really support us in alchemizing our vibration. So we have our sunflower essence that we have a special rate for everyone who's on the class. Nina spoke about the sunflower and how it really is that reflection and that symbol and creation that can help us to really make the most of this portal, really can guide us in our stance and in how we can be. So, it's a really beautiful essence. We make it at the peak of this portal. So, it's not only carrying the frequency and the message of the sunflower, but also in, it's also holding this portal in it. So, they're really beautiful. I took some before class and I was like, woo, feeling a shift. So, yeah, just sharing that with all of you. And also, we have our amazing gateway mists. So throughout the class, Nina was sharing about how we can raise our attunements and connect with those higher attunements. So it's like the way that the sunflower is reaching up to the creator and to those higher dimensional planes, the higher dimensional attunement is also helping us to raise up, to go beyond the 3D matrix and to really connect to that greater vibration, the greater attunements of our own beingness. Both the mists and the essences are super powerful. They work on a vibrational level and they really help us to alchemize in those subtle aspects of our being, which is the areas that we work with these teachings. So those are amazing. We also have our ascension spray, which we don't always put out, but we've been putting it out, and it seems like the teachings keep pointing towards that sacred golden light, and it holds the mysteries of the ascension mysteries, and is also just amazing and powerful and beautiful. So all of those are available at a discount to you, and they're amazing allies and tools to really work with. And as Nina said, we're in this portal for the next 40 days. So let us be the peak of the sun in our own lives. And if you feel called, these can be amazing tools to support the process.
Yeah, so beautifully said, Mika. Thank you for sharing that. And it's a beautiful way to have completion here too, to remind us to be committed to this process, because we do make a difference in the world, in our world, and in the world above, or below, and all around. As above, so below. So yeah, thank you, Mika, too, for being here and for hosting us in this beautiful way, and for sharing about our sacred creations. And I hope we all will really be committed to this.
Yeah, for sure. You're welcome. My pleasure. I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Go in peace and radiate this light.
Good night.
Good night.